dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in a palm, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, City J. And you tuned to one of the craziest shows on the net all around the freaking world. So, man, definitely glad to have you guys. Another day is Tuesday, and we continue on our Dust Model Month, in which all July we're celebrating Dust Model Month, which is a month that celebrates the modeling industry. It celebrates, you know, the we founded IamSoDivine.com. We also do modeling tips all month on DustSpot.com. We do it over here on the show. And do a lot of interviews with different models and whatnot. So definitely enjoy the whole month when we get in the end. And I can't wait, man. We got another exciting guest coming on tonight. And we got my girl, that's Erin Imani, will be in the building. And, man, I can't wait to chop it up with her, man. She's got a lot going on between modeling and being an actress. This woman's really doing some really big things. And she's doing this all independent. She has no huge backing of a team behind her. She's just making the moves happen. And we'll be chopping up with her. That's how she makes it all happen, man. Can't wait. And, of course, my co-host is the most. Be checking in the second. My co-host is Taryn Amon, for those of y'all who don't know. So I just appreciate all the love that everyone's always shown the show and the show what we're doing, man. Right now we had over 2.2 million listeners. I want to send a shout out to my boy Roxas Hustle, who's listening to the show right now. Big ups to you, my girl Junie is always one of our biggest, greatest loyal supporters. Just let us know she's listening all the time, and everybody else wherever you listen, man, we appreciate you. And let me go ahead and open the phone line. I see that's my girl. What's up, Taryn?
What's good? What's good?
Much. Oh, you missed yesterday.
It got real. Oh. It always gets real when I'm not here.
It got real, man. It got real. We were talking about, you know, we were talking about loyalty and stuff on the show yesterday. In the industry, you know, people not being loyal. We was going in.
Yeah, I can feel that for sure. I feel that loyalty. No loyalty, man. I'm mad I missed it, though, but we're going to have a dope interview today, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you got girl Ari Money. She's going to be in the building. She's making some moves in California. But guess what? She is originally from, which I know
she's
going to have
her.
You extra turn up.
Yeah, she's from the D. I know who she is.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, Lord. Because y'all know, man, Terry, she get real hyped about Steve.
Y'all ain't seen it to her tweets or Instagram
or just heard her on the show. She gets real hyped. She's prepped. And the D, for those of y'all know, not Dallas, around my right. Here, as far as, but
Detroit. Yeah. That's me all day. Y'all know.
Right, so. Man. It's crazy. I can't wait. And of course, you know, I watched Love and Hip Hop yesterday. Wow, that was. Wow. That was.
Shout out to Rashida's mama, yo.
That's how exclusive we be on top of stuff. We told y'all that was going to happen on the show before it was going to happen on the show.
Yeah. That's true.
So, yeah, that's how we do it. We give y'all exclusives, man. We told y'all it was going to happen. Now people are like, oh my God, they were lying. It really did happen. Yeah, it happened on the show. She went ham on her stuff. I said ham on your boy's stuff. And wow, just interesting. And shout out to, you know, Tracy Steele's boyfriend. He clearly sat there and lied. He got called out. I mean, Dre was on his stuff. Dre's like, hey, you know, I'm trying to get my woman back. And he's doing what he got to do to try to get her back. Head, and he did the research on the old boy trying to lie, trying to make him something like he better than him. And, you know, never, ever, ever do that. And especially that she already told you she don't like liars and this, that, and the other.
True. Yeah, he didn't have to do it like that. I feel like he should have pushed her to the side. Dude looked so mad, man. He was like, what? That's old news. I was cracking up. Like, wow. Crazy.
Yes. Oh, my God. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go. I'm going to go to the story. I ain't going to spend too much time here to take out the day. The day I was getting most of the love. You're going to go to Clumsy Crooks. But one of the stories I want to go in was there's some modeling pictures out of your boy Adrian Peterson. You know, that's your boy from the Vikings who almost broke a record this season in rushing. Big ups to him. But anyways, you know, his baby mom, it was apparently has got some new modeling pictures out that she posed for a model magazine, or as they call it, a booty model magazine. So let's go check it out. And I'm gonna give y'all the insight. She's pretty bad, you know, she's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna seem like it was crazier. She's shot for straight stunts. I'm trying to see, man, I think I've seen this model before, Erica. It's killing me because I know I've seen this model before, and I might just dig into that a little deeper and see what her name is on the way. Okay. I'm digging deeper on the scoop because I'm trying to figure this out, man. Like, I know I'm not crazy. I've seen this model before. Matter of fact, I feel like I've networked with her before. So look live. You got to get live stuff going on here. All right. So if I'm looking at this stupid small behind screenshot, you got to, man, screenshot hard as hell to see the freaking Twitter name. I think it's a resilient_X. Let's see how my eyes. I got some super eyes, but I can only do as good as a freaking thumbprint says. I can't tell the hell that's funny. Shit, man, I can't, man. Forget that. I was going to try to look it up, but anybody got time for that? Ain't nobody got time for that, man. I'd be sitting here trying to figure this out all day. It's like reading Braille.
Yeah, forget it.
I tried to look it up and see if I knew her, but I can't freaking see. Oh, well. But, now, all right, so on to the next one. I'm going to go to clumsycrooks.com. This is one of my favorite websites in the world. This is the site that's known for showing some of the dumbest criminals ever. They do this dumb. And sometimes you get some dumb cops to do some crazy stuff too. So one of the stories I want going on is because you know, guys, I have a magazine coming out. You know that I'm a human canvas magazine, and one of the big things that we cover in the magazine is tattoos. So going in on that, one of the things we're gonna go in now is the top 10 craziest tattoos on the criminal. So yes, we're gonna go in. I'm gonna give y'all a play by play. You can check it out. Just go to Clumsy Crooks. That's Clumsy, C-L-U-M-S-Y, Crooks, C-R-O-O-K-S.com. Get the www dot in front of it, too, because if you ain't been there before, you're going to trip it. You don't know the site exists. So you go to there, and it will let you. It will show you 10 super criminals caught because of stupid tattoos. And basically with this being said, the reason why they were caught is because all the people had to do was identify the person with the tattoos and they face a particular tattoo. So, telling you a couple of the top 10 ones. There's one chick that got arrested. She had God across her forehead, and she got a grill. She got silver teeth, and like four silver teeth in her mouth, so she's getting caught right away. And some on her neck, I can't tell, but so she stands out right away. This next guy is old, dusty-looking dude, like he ain't got no teeth. That dude cannot have no teeth. He opens his mouth, he has no, I can tell. But this dude has a radio station tattooed on his head, 93 Rock.
What is wrong with people?
This other guy who can't spell, he has genius on his forehead and a lot of kanji, all kanji across his face and whatnot. But genius is spelled J-E-N-I-U-S. But hell, all they gotta do is look for the guy who can't spell genius and they find him.
Yeah.
So that's him. There's another dude, he looking rough. You can already tell by the description of the tattoo to give you how he looked. His tattoo says, get her done. You got to get her done. Another guy who's easy to get caught, before you even mention any other tattoos on his face, all you got to do is talk about his eyebrows. Now, he has on tattooed eyebrows. And in his tattooed eyebrows, he has his hood in his eyebrows, Madison Heights. Yeah, so Madison's on one eyebrow, the other eyebrow is Heights, and they're tattooed eyebrows, so. You can tell the guy right away he's got a little devil underneath his lips. He got lips on the freaking side of his face. Yeah, you're going to get caught right away. We're going to look for that. There's another guy, he gets caught. He has psycho on his forehead. Yeah, like you're not going to freaking get caught. He got another person with their hood. He got the street he from on the top. Yeah, the street from 155th Street on his head, and then he got Compton as his mustache. He got a lot of other crap all across his face. You can catch him easily. You got another dude, and there's another dude I want to go in on. I ain't going to all take it. Some stuff is like kind of boring to me. But this one here, this guy has reject. Like, is this somebody took a stamp and stamped it on his head as reject? That's what he has on his head. So, that's your top 10. That's part of the top 10 craziest, stupidest criminals that got caught, all because all people had to do was identify them by their tattoos.
Wow.
So what did we learn today, people?
The people tattoo dumb stuff on themselves.
Yeah, you know that's going to get already because you know how I feel about that. I was about to go in on something else, but... That already, you know, this gets. I'm not even gonna read the other story. I get the Cricket Award today. Really, dude. Like, if you go any, like I said, let me go ahead and do this frame right there. I am in no fashion teaching people how to be criminals, but goddamn it, if you're gonna at least do something stupid, make sure that you don't have this identifiable mark in your face that they can figure out who you are right away. Because you got unique tattoos that only are going to pretty much be representative of you, so they're going to figure out right away who the hell you are.
Yep. Feel bad for them, though. Not really, because that's just stupid. I don't know about that tattooed eyebrow stuff. That's crazy. And forehead.
Yep.
Never mind. I'm going to leave it alone.
Yep. It is what it is. Yeah, so shout out to that. Oh my god! I mean, Terry, look at them tattoos. People look stupid, man. Like, you can't get mad at some people. Go, oh, man, he's trying to profile me, man. You profile yourself. You got the tattoo. Clearly,
mm-hmm.
tell everybody, hey, I'm right here.
Yep. That's crazy.
I have nothing to say. It just makes me just shake SMH at people who just think that they get away with this kind of stuff and then have these identifiable marks on their face. But, yep. All right, so another thing I wanted to go in on, too, that was definitely on my mind. I didn't get to touch on it really yesterday. It was just so much going on. I'd say I was going to go on it for a little bit yesterday, but I was kind of touching this a little bit. And now that you're on the show, too, Taryn, was, of course, you know, a lot of people have been, it's going to be the talk of the town all week, and that's the verdict from the George Zimmerman case.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Crazy.
Not guilty.
Crazy. Very, very crazy. A lot of people still angry about that. I know I am, but I feel like, I mean, what can people do? I mean, I don't know, Teddy. I feel different ways about it because I don't like the fact that people are, I mean, people's playing a race card. First of all, Zimmerman, he's not a white guy. You know what I mean? I mean, he's lighter skinned because he's Hispanic. But it's a simple fact that people saying this stuff, and you got dudes that's in the hood killing each other every day. Y'all are killing your own people.
Oh, my God. So, thank you. Sharon is on the show and agreeing with me on this.
Yeah, so this should be a wake-up call. I don't like the fact that everybody, you know, I was seeing people from everywhere doing it, like even people I knew personally, you know, from the D, just like, oh, Zimmerman this. And I'm like, what? Like, I know what y'all do personally, and you got some nerve to talk about him. And, I mean, it doesn't make it right. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying people need to look upon themselves and judge themselves as well. You got to think there has been plenty of Trayvons, young Trayvons out there in the world. This is just a story that made it to the media. So
right. I did a blog with this, too. Y'all check it out. You go to dustspot.com. You go to the blog section. It's where you'll go to there. And you can actually see a blog that I wrote. It's called George Zimmerman Not Guilty, But What Did We Learn? And I kind of go over a little bit of everything about basically nothing new and kind of just reassuring that we more so reassure that in order for black people to not get effed over, it starts from within. And no one else would be able to fix, no matter what they tell me. So, no, kind of not going on the points real quick of what I was talking about. One was stop justifying a second year opinion. I don't care what nobody got to say to me. Y'all can hate on me, throw pitchforks at me, but it is what it is. We talked about this yesterday, and I didn't even bring it up on purpose. Girl Jelaine brought that up on. But we're talking about there is no excuse you can give me to convince me otherwise. I was basically going on that because people, you walk around second your opinions, and then it's an image thing. I mean, do you? But, you know, we got to, not trying to say now we got to change the way who we are, but it's just a thing of, you know, you trying people stereotyping you, stop trying to do everything that people tell you. Like, who told you you had the second opinions? What is cool about second opinions at all? There's nothing to me that says cool about that. None of them support the black-owned businesses in your neighborhood. And basically, you know, they always say money is power. And basically, I was going on the fact that, you know, we don't support our own like we should. And there was a point where, y'all know, Black Wall Street, that it was on a, you know, we want to have, let's have Black Wall Street on a wider spectrum and help our neighborhoods be more uplifted and have money exchanging hands over and over in the same neighborhood, because we don't have that enough. And if you do that, you're going to strengthen your neighborhood by keeping the money flowing. And everybody, it wouldn't be as many broke people as people. If some of you got to quit making excuses, ain't no jobs. Well, yeah, go get a job. But at the same time, make sure that you got a legitimate hustle on the side. Too many different things you can do legitimately. You can try to sell me whatever else you want to tell me, but there's too many things. You just need to figure out your craft.
Mm-hmm.
That's one, true. I got a couple more. On that, stop justifying a criminal lifestyle. Honestly, what makes you better than George Zimmerman when you contribute to black people being slain every day? And Tara just went on that. I refuse to sit here and you're going to tell me that you're mad because Zimmerman killed a black man, but you sit here every day and you killed another black person. You got to be freaking kidding me. Like, what makes you so freaking different that you run around killing people because they owe you some money, but this dude got killed just because it was Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. You know, it's just stupid to me. We continually play this race card and tell them to talk about how men are white men. But if you keep justifying by killing each other, the white men did this, white men did that. Aren't you doing their job for them, supposedly? I'm just saying. Like, really
right.
People for you say.
Yeah.
Another one I wanted to get one on. Last one is, in the words of my dad, Chef Cece, we need to get black people back to loving each other again. It's just so much self-hate, and it's inexcusable, man. Like, I honestly, it goes back to the stop slaying each other in the hoods and whatnot. Y'all always want to just kill somebody just because they got on blue, they got on red. Especially they're not living a criminal life. I cannot stand it. I still remember when I was in elementary school, this freaking dude stopped me because I didn't even have on red or white. None of red or blue, none of that. He stopped me because I had on freaking white and told me, man, you can't be wearing that around here, man. Like, grow the hell up. Like, people, you are grown ass men running around telling little kid he can't wear a certain color because if he wears a certain color, you're going to have to beat him up or kill him or something. You got a fucking line. It freaking trips me out.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's the truth, though. I really feel that because I was just looking at it like this happens every day. You got people that don't, you know, stuff that doesn't get reported every day. So I just looked at it like people need to come together because you got to think, like, Hispanics stay together. Like, everybody sticks together. You know, like, some of them whack each other. But at the same sense, like, blacks are the main ones. Like, that's a straight fact that are killing each other for material. And I don't know what happened to make us grow to hate each other in a way. You know what I mean? But that's just kind of what
right.
It is. So I don't, you know, when I was looking at it, I just wish people really realize and notice, like, this is your time to nothing like this should have to happen for people to come together. I don't know why it had to take Trayvon to, you know, for that to happen, just for them to revolt against another race. Like, I didn't feel that was right neither, for them to start these riots and stuff. You got people that, you know, from, you know, that's like Arab and all this other stuff that was having hoodies on saying they support, like, what? And y'all are
right.
Looking at the blame when you should be blaming yourselves for most of the stuff you do in your own community. That's just being real. And I feel like on the Trayvon
right.
stuff, I'm not even trying to take up for Zimmerman, nothing. Screw Zimmerman. I hope the worst comes to him, and I believe it's going to. But at the end of the day, people's not going to do anything but start riots. Then you're going to go after Zimmerman. You're going to get locked up is what's going to happen because you're of color. I don't see how people are sitting here thinking that a system – that was built to kill us. It's supposed to protect us. Y'all should have been new. Like, that's just what it is. The system wasn't made for black people to run through it like that. That's just not what it is. And that's not racial profiling. That's just how it's been for over centuries. So
right.
I get it from different points, but I feel like God has the last verdict. So it's just like whatever Zimmerman's going to get his regardless. But what these people are doing and how they're acting out, now they're trying to start up this racial stuff. I mean, it's race in the black. Like, it's dark skins against light skins and all that extra now. Like, what? Y'all are racist against yourself. So it's like, how can you speak on racism still being in existence? You know what I mean? That's just, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of stupidity coming out about it, for real.
Right. Or I'm a black guy that talks white, whatever the hell that means. That whatever. But okay, so we can get to our happy place. happy place back. Okay, so I see the guy in the building. You know, definitely been waiting for the check in and glad to have her. You know, she's representing. and she's represented in the Cali area, but she's originally from the D, like my girl Carol Lamonti. Everybody give a big hand, warm welcome to my girl Erin
Bondi.
What's up, Erin?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, what's up? We're glad to have you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And you know, Taryn is excited because, you know, she knows you from her area. So she's like, oh, my God. I was telling her you was really calling in, and that was what was going to be going down. I was like, oh, Lord, Taryn going to be all over there. Like, why don't we race?
Yeah. I mean, you got to support people from my hometown. That's just, I get excited, so.
So most definitely, and so Erin, you know, first off, you know, kind of tell everyone, you know, how you got into the modeling industry. Let them know, you know, why you love it and whatnot.
Well, let me start. Well, I started when I was five, whatever, following my mom's footsteps. So I broke off with that. 16, that's when I was walking inside the mall and the lady handed me a card and told me to come to her agency. Then after, it's been so much stuff that's been happening or whatever that I'm so grateful for. And it's just the reason, well, I'm not in it for fame. I just love the fashion. And meeting new people and stuff like that. Sometime I volunteer my work in Detroit doing the walk. And this past Sunday, I was on the runway for the White Party, hosted by Stevie J himself. So it's been fun.
Nice.
Yeah, and how was that? You know, I saw that in your timeline. You know, I saw you were tweeting CDJ or whatnot. How was that? You know, that event be able to do something of that magnitude, especially somebody that's a pop culture icon right now.
Right, and when I tweeted him and he retweeted or whatever, that's when everybody was in my inbox, oh, check this music out and check this out. And girls were sending him stuff and like that. It was crazy. I'm like, yeah, everybody on that. Especially
yeah, so.
At the White Party. It was, like, hilarious. Females were trying to get on the CBJ bus.
Oh, wow.
They were turning their ass around. This one girl... titties was out. I mean, the outfit she had, her titties
yeah.
were, like, actually out.
Her pictures went all over Instagram. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Her and her girls were trying, they was all up on CBJ. I'm looking like, these some thirsty-ass bitches. Like, excuse my friends, but that's what they was.
Yeah, that's true. I feel that. Yeah, definitely. Because I saw that. I'm like, now, why would she do that? Then I was seeing girls' Instagram like, oh, this is Detroit stuff. I'm like, oh, no, it's not. She made a pass that day.
Right, like, all Detroit women don't wear stuff like that.
Right. I don't know what the hell she was thinking. Her friends just as wrong for letting her step out the house like that. I would have smacked all of them for that one. Like, what are you thinking?
Right. But
most definitely, as far as the other stuff, as far as some of the other projects you've done, you know, let us know about that as far as the modeling, because you also done acting into the acting world, too, so we will be talking about that as well.
Okay. Yeah, the acting. Well, I just started doing the acting, like, a couple years ago. Like, I was a background extra in Stump the Yard, too. The biggest one I did was this year. That's AMC new TV cop drama, Low Winter Sun. That will be premiering August 11th after Breaking Bad. And the role that I play, the people on set still talking about it. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. I also did my audition for Transformer 4, and that's doing good or whatever, going off set and stuff like that, meeting a lot of people on that. It's like they pushed up the cast or whatever, but it's still good.
Nice. That's dope.
Right, because I know, you know, I didn't take the artist friend towards. I remember I saw you talking about, you said, I thought I just did take the friend towards. I'm like, oh, y'all making doing big moves. But what's even crazy is, well, which is why I wanted to talk about too on the show, is you're doing all this stuff, and you don't even have the backing of an agency or anything behind you?
No. Well, how did that come along? I do my own research since I've been to school for management and fashion marketing. Knowing, and I also know a couple people that's in the industry. So when stuff like that come, they let me know. And sometimes I send models from Detroit to some of that stuff or whatever. Like when I'm in L.A. and I can't make it to an audition or whatever that's in Detroit, I send them to it. Or, like, if I'm in Detroit and stuff happened in L.A., I'm sending them to it. So it's like I'm trying to branch. I'm trying to start my own company. So with me managing myself and getting good stuff with me, everybody been looking like, oh, she that deal. She don't even have no one backing her up. She's going out there and doing it herself, a go-getter. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I mean, I don't want, especially different agents, different managers or whatever been trying to manage me, but what I'm seeing in Detroit or whatever with some of these, they like photographers / managers, I'm not looking for that. Especially half of them be trying to
do
help you
stuff
or whatever. So I'm not, that's not me. So I just leave that alone.
Now, as far as what's some of the hardships, you know, because, of course, it's always what is good is always bad. What's some of the hardships to, you know, managing yourself? What's some of the hardships that you had to go through?
I didn't hear you.
As far as something, because what there's good, there's bad, and what's, like, some of the hardships that you've had to go through, you know, modeling your, you know, having to manage yourself? What's some of the hard stuff that you've had to go through and that sometimes made you want a manager? What's some of those things that have come about so far?
The staying up overnight, sometimes I'd be late to stuff, but they still keep me or whatever, knowing what I do and my experience and stuff like that. But now I have a manager or whatever that's in Chicago, and he's very good. So I thank him. He just got me booked for this video that's out of town, and that is good. And that's starting October. So
okay,
it's like
managing
myself is like, it's like it's so hard that you gotta submit yourself to everything. That's why I'm thankful for the manager that I got that stand up overnight, doing all the stuff that I did.
Doing what they gotta do, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, because managing yourself is so hectic. People don't understand. You gotta run that email. You gotta do the submissions. You gotta keep up with everything. You have to.
Right.
You gotta weed you out.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy.
Then at that, they like managing like 10 girls and they trying to submit everybody and females complaining why I'm not getting work. But you got to realize these managers have more than one girl. It's not only about you.
Right. Even if it isn't only about you, don't mean all of a sudden, because some of them did this. It's the same way when you get signed in the music industry. Just because you get signed a deal don't mean you get lazy all of a sudden. It just means you got more help. Don't just stop hustling. Because some of them is like, oh, I ain't got to hustle no more. Cool. No, that's, you know, whatever, man. You got to put some work in still.
Right, and that's why I have the ones that been lazy in the industry where they at now, and the ones that's working so hard where they at. So.
Right, that's taking the pictures. Like, he telling me, I can't get enough to tell people this. It ain't just about taking pictures and putting it on Instagram. You think that's what modeling is? You in a long, lost battle.
Right. Modeling is a hard work. Very hard. But sometimes it's easy, but it's hard. Especially when you're going to different places that you've not known at. And the surrounding and the people that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that messed up attitude, and they're telling you what to do, and you're like, nah, I don't think I want to do this. But you know that's what you still going to do it. I came across that in New York. Like, yeah. But
okay.
I'm still standing.
All right, most definitely. So what we're going to do, Aaron, we're going to go to a quick song break, and we come back. You know, we're going to put you in the hot seat, because this is when your girl Taryn Lamont does the Turn Up Time with Taryn, and sometimes the questions in Turn Up Time with Taryn get a little real. So okay.
I do.
And especially, she's from Detroit, so she would have... She's gonna really go in on you. You from a city, she's gonna go in. I'll be right back, y'all.
My name is Trey. Very nice to meet you. Had to come and greet you. I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chilling with your girls, having like they sharing ass. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, cause I'm good at reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replied, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down. I came over in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. Said first month cool, second month Trey, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that's life. Sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like the other ones you been with. I treat you like a pin, plus stroke came good, no needing to knock on wood. I'm no one misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should. Diamond plus pain can heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some pain. I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
to say nothing. All right, welcome back here. Come back, everybody. Love it. Life After Dusk Live.
Yeah.
Yes, Dusk in the back of the building. So, like I told you before the break, Aaron and Monty, I hope you ready, because Tara's going to go in.
Yes. Okay, my first question is, because everybody kind of, like, I mean, you being from the D, you know how everybody kind of looks down on Detroit as far as
right.
And a lot of things. So what are some things, like, from being and living and being from the city, to like, what can you say that you like and what can you say you dislike about our city, Detroit?
What I dislike, knowing that everybody out here trying to do music and model or whatever, everybody is not supporting each other. They look down on each other. Like, you could go to Atlanta and everybody, knowing they beefing, they put that on the side and they work together.
That's true.
Now, with Detroit, you have people, oh, these this nigga ain't about nothing, oh, this chick ain't nothing and stuff like that. But at the same time, y'all doing the same thing. That y'all can either help each other or just keep your comments to yourself. That's what I don't like about Detroit. What I like, I mean, you could go somewhere and they know you.
Mm-hmm.
Like we like family. Whether we went to school together, clubbing together, we see each other at the club, movies, whatever, everybody know each other.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, like a big family reunion. That's true. I definitely agree with you, though. I can't say that, though. It seems like, I don't know, it seems like you got to leave Detroit for them to really respect what you're doing. But then when you leave, that causes conflict, too, within the city. It's just crazy.
Right. Like, oh, she left. They leaving Detroit. They turn their back. They thinking they better, but they from here.
Yeah, and that's not even the case, though. I mean, it's just better opportunities, you know, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. It's more money. It's more things out there than other Detroit, you know, so it's like,
right.
You know, it goes different ways. But where do you see yourself going with modeling and acting, like, within the next year? Like, are you trying to be in certain magazines? Are you trying to be with Brad Pitt in a movie? Like, what's your goals?
Well, how it's going now, it's going real good. I'm in a movie with a well-known actor or whatever. His name is Ryan. And
okay.
He directed How to Catch a Monster. I'm also in that. And he picked me. I'm looking at my profiles and stuff like that. So doing what I do, like out of town or whatever, is giving me and people more than I'm doing here. It's like showing them, like, oh, she ready. She could do this and stuff like that. So that's why I branch myself out, knowing that I was born in L.A., but I still claim Detroit. So.
I feel that. So more like L.A., you know, Detroit raised you, L.A. made you type.
Right.
Or you could flip-flop, but I understand. Yeah, I feel you. Because L.A., I mean, when you step out of town, it really saves you, though, honestly. Because it's more money to be getting. That's what people don't understand. Because I try to express that to everybody. Like, well, modeling isn't for everybody. But then you got people that's
right.
All trying to be models and strippers, and now it's mixed in the game. So if you really want to take modeling to another level, you have to go out of town, to be honest. But then you going to run into some of the same stuff. But for it to be a variety of opportunities, yeah, I don't blame you for going to L.A.
Right.
So
if you were to go rushing out the house, let's say, whatever, you got an interview, anything, you got an appointment, what are some of the things that you would grab, like as far as fashion? Like, are you a straight grab heels? Are you sneakers, leggings, or camo? Like, what? Like, tell us, explain Aaron's style to everyone.
Okay, well, if it's a casual meeting or whatever that we do have some real heels, I do grab my set of my stilettos. But other than that, I'm a Jordan girl. I like wearing Jordans. So if it's nothing casual, I'm going on some Jordans, a fitted, and I'm out the door.
Okay.
But if it's casual, I'm in my heels or whatever.
Nice. Now, how do you separate? Well, I got to ask a question for the men. I don't know. I'll probably take a Steady's question. But are you single?
Well, I'm on and off with a guy that's in the industry. But it's like, it's rocky.
Okay.
He won't be, and he don't when he don't. But it's whatever.
I feel that. I mean, you know how it is, though. Hey, it's rough in the industry. I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. You know how it is. But so, well, what are some key qualities that you look for in a guy?
I didn't hear you.
What are some key qualities that you look for in a guy?
Well, yeah. I like style, but I like personality. So if you got personality, your swag right, and you approach me like a man instead of some hood nigga in the street, then that's cool. So, yeah.
Okay.
Personality is the must.
I feel that. How do you separate your personal life from your business life?
My personal life from my business.
Give the Jeopardy music. Hold on, let's get the Jeopardy music.
Right,
it's
it
a
is.
Deep thinker.
Well, I'm trying to sing.
Oh, he put the music on. That's not me. That's perfect.
Okay, all right, here. My personal life and my business. Now.
All right, you're right, all right, all right. Here we go, here we go.
Sometimes I can't separate it because it's like my business is my personal life. It's especially when I was saying that the dude that I was dating in the industry or whatever, he was like, he was trying to manage me or whatever. So that was like a personal and business. Dating your boyfriend and he's your business partner. It's like rocky. Whatever. Sometimes I had to like step out the box and do me. But yeah, sometimes you can't.
Right. I could feel that. Definitely, because I mean, I found myself, I always ask that question because I'd be happy to see like where people's minds are at. But that's how I was just like that at a point in time as far as not being able to separate. Because when somebody asked me that question, I noticed, like, well, I don't have a personal life, I don't think. Like, I had to really think, like, damn, like, yo, I'm always business. Like, what do I do in personal life? See my brothers? Like, that's it. Like, I, you know,
right.
I kind of was stuck. So, yeah, I feel that. I definitely feel that. But, like, who are some of the top people that you have worked with so far? Like, that's as far as models. Like, who are just some people that has inspired you that you worked with?
Well, the ones that I went to, like, the Tyra Banks scene, and I was too short. But I got to meet her. That's one of my biggest idols. And when I met her, she was telling me, like, don't let this stop what you're doing. Because it's more things with short girls that y'all can still do. And that's why I still did it. After hearing her tell me, like, don't stop, it's like, okay, at least he's seeing something that I see.
Right.
That if you stop, you're not going to, you just stop and you're just done. And but after hearing her say that, it felt good, so I continue to do it. And it's a bunch of people that have been inspired, that I've been inspired by, inspired to, like the girl from Hollywood Access, Nicole Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She also inspired me or whatever, because with her age and she's still modeling and stuff like that, and everybody telling me, like, oh, you have, it's a certain age limit with modeling.
Right.
And I'm like,
it's not.
So, and seeing her doing what she doing or whatever, I'm like, I could still do it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. That's real cool.
Betty, I've been seeing some of these chicks that be freaking 50. Lord, Jesus, they looking like they 22.
And they be looking good, though. Some
right.
Some of them be looking real good.
Say what I want to say.
Yeah, they be looking amazing. And I'm like, you how old? You look like you my age. So, yeah. Pretty good.
Definitely.
Okay, I got
so
to put you on blast. I got a question I got put on blast about as far as your favorite photographer. Who's your favorite photographer? And no, you can't say a lot. You got to pick one.
Well, the photographer that I'm working with now is Keon Green. My image. And he's from Detroit. He also submits stuff to Photo Show Magazine. And I think he worked with before, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she paid attention very well. Look at that, Terry.
Yeah, I thought
oh, yeah.
That. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorites.
Cool. That's dope.
Hey, no, you know I'm over here being nosy now, like trying to check and see. But this is she real quick. I think she might be right about that. Check your references.
Juan, his name, I think.
His name's what?
Juan? Yeah.
Is he? Oh, you said he's based out of Detroit?
Yeah, Green Vine Image.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, see, we didn't work together. No, we talked about it, but I never get the chance to work with him because I actually was in and out of town. But he does his thing, though. He's definitely a go.
Yeah.
I support that. He's a go. He has amazing, amazing images.
Okay.
Okay, and now yeah. I'm about to put y'all both, you know, I'm about to, this will be a joint question because y'all both going to be, you know, I'm going to let y'all tag team on this one. A day in life in Detroit, as far as if somebody comes to Detroit, from day all the way from the morning all the way through the late night, what's a typical day as far as, let's say, like on a weekend day, give us a typical day. As easy as
right.
Having fun, all that. Y'all can take turns.
I'm going to let her go first.
Repeat that question again.
Okay, so a day in the life in Detroit. If you didn't remember, this is like weekend time, so they can add nightlife and whatnot to it. Like stuff to eat, where to go shop at. Where's if I'm a person that ain't never been to Detroit, where do you recommend I go to enjoy from morning all the way to the late night? What's the typical day I should have?
Damn. Let me see. I'm trying to see.
Well, you put a pony. I eat.
I'll say that.
So Terry can help spark your mind. Let's see, Terry, go ahead and handle the fourth thing. What's your choices first?
Y'all can go to Coney Island. That's like the D choice. You go to Coney Island, that's like the house. That's like get everything in one. You can either get breakfast, you can get lunch, you can get dinner at Coney Island, whatever. Some things I'll tell y'all see. Now y'all going to see people on a major hustle. You're going to see a variety of hustlers. You're going to see fiends. You're going to see not so good people. You're going to see good people. All right, I'm going to pause. I'm going to go ahead and let Aaron answer.
Places I go to, like to eat or whatever, it's Big Boys. Especially the Big Boys on Jefferson, they're by Belle Isle. That's where everybody hang out at. Especially if they're coming off the island. That's where they're going. So Big Boys. You get to lunch, your breakfast, and your dinner.
Yeah.
And that's like the hangout spot right there. The island, that is like, the island is crazy. So everybody be on there. You can see
anybody. Any day of the summer, everybody's lined up at Belle Isle with their cars. Some people
right.
Drinking parties, they out showing. Some people just cruising by. Then you got the water, you got the little beach. They got set up like Belle Isle's a spot. Rouge Park, that's a lot of people be there too, though.
Yeah.
Downtown at night, I mean, there's always some type of party or something.
Oh, yeah.
Going on.
The Riverwalk, everybody.
The Riverwalk,
Yeah.
She hitting them on the nose. Definitely got Coney Island out of there. I mean, it really depends on who you with, because there's plenty of stuff for you to do. If you're trying to go shop, if you're going shopping in the D, then I stick to Fairlane, because I mean, I'm from the west side of Joy Road, so I stick to Fairlane, or I'm at Somerset, like where you can go to Northland. I don't really mess with Northland like that.
Mess with Northland or Eastland. I'm really like,
yeah,
if I'm going out to shopping, I'm at Lakeside Mall or my Great Lake Crossing, Somerset.
Sometimes
Fairlane, but knowing that where I'm staying out here, like in Sterling Heights, that's what my major place I go to, like Great Lakes Crossing and Lakeside.
Yeah, I recommend Great Lakes because, I mean, ladies, if y'all come into the D, or Steady, if you come to the D, you want to go shopping for one of your boo things, you can go to Great Lakes Crossing. They got a Victoria's Secret outlet, Nike outlet, everything.
They
got everything, like literally Michael Kors, anything. And you get it for cheaper. So, but Great Lakes is real pretty, a nice environment. But just strolling through the D, like I said, like downtown Detroit, Big Boy, Sweetwater, Coney Island. Like, it's plenty of places for you to go to eat. I can name those all day. But you're going to see a lot of stuff. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like, alcoholics, you're going to see some fiends. You're going to see good people. You're going to see bad chicks. You're going to see hood rats. Like, it's just like.
You cruising down 7 miles, you might see some niggas at the corner, front of the store, rolling. You go in certain spots. When you going out Woodward, you see them little transsexuals walking up Woodward. But I be seeing some thugs stopping, picking them up. But that's on them.
You'll see Benzes like strolling through the hoods and stuff like that. You'll see some Caucasians riding through Detroit. Don't let it fool you. But I mean, they come
and
get some. But you'll see them strolling through your hood in a Benz or Bentley. Like, what is they doing over here? But yeah, no good. But other than that, you're going to see a little bit of everything. You might see robberies. You might see some people really helping each other. You might see somebody giving some money to us. You never know. Like, honestly, like, you expect
right, you see Caucasians out here like they black. You see it all. Caucasians on 24s riding up, tatted all up, with a black chick on the side. I mean, it's just all crazy.
You're going to see it all.
Fun.
Expect the unexpected in Detroit. That's just what it is. You're about to see a little bit of everything. That's just how it is.
Yes.
Look, you talking about this food. It got me hungry. I'll eat the food when I'm done the show. I don't even talk about this damn food. It got me hungry as hell. But you know, as we get ready to come to a close, you know, I just want to thank you again for coming coming to the show. We appreciate you for coming to the show. We had definitely a great time
with
you. I appreciate you for supporting thespot.com, supporting this, what we got going on, and you know, I appreciate another person because it's a lot of people in D on there. A lot of people around in D, it started slowly trying to make a stake and claim on the dust spot. You know,
the highest
represented area, the state, I'm going to say state, highest represented state is Texas. Big up to Texas. Texas number one as far as most people on dust spot. So big ups to Texas all day, every day, and I appreciate you, man. You know, I really do, Mary. You know, I wanted to just continue, just keep doing what you're doing. Shout out to congratulations to the new manager, making that happen, and just can't wait to see just what else unravels with you.
Yeah, I do. It was a ball.
And I'm continuing to support y'all 100. I mean, I see y'all out here doing y'all things, so I'm going to continue to support each and every one of y'all to the fullest.
Thank you. All right, go ahead. You know, how can they all keep up what you got going on, Erin? Like, there's people like, okay, I want to follow her. I want to be her biggest fan. How can I follow her? What's the website and whatnot to find you at?
Well, right now, my website is down because I'm loading new pictures up. But you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Erin Imani. You can spell that MSERINEMANII. Or you can follow me on Instagram at MISSERINEMANII.
Okay.
Gotta
make sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, and again, that we definitely appreciate you having me. And we go, because in case some people that miss parts of this show or miss all of the show, my girl Taryn Lamont, so let them know how they can catch it. Taryn, how can they find the show?
Okay, you guys can check out the show on blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ. Or on the TuneIn app or on the iTunes app, and also, last but certainly not least, on thespot.com. There you go.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We're about to be out. And just remind you guys, yeah, that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, over there's a T, over there's an E, over there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your bro Teddy J and your girl
Taryn Lamont. Shout out to the D, baby.
And shout out to our special guest, Erin.
You know it.
All right.
We about to be out in the words of Chris Brown. Or the words, see, where I don't know, let's give them in the words of Michael Jackson. This is it.